Okay, we continue in Shir HaShirim. We're in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Beis. We're in the midst of the Jewish people telling the non-Jews why that they are refusing their overtures. Mm-hmm. And they explain why they what they say to go against all their overtures over there. Mm-hmm. And we want to be, because everything of the Torah and everything we have from Hashem. So there's more things that they bring up in this conversation. So Pasuk Yud Beis, they're describing Hashem. Einav keyonim al afike moyim. His eyes are like doves by the water courses. Mm-hmm. Some areas we'll discuss a bit where water flows. We'll discuss this more. Rochatzos becholov, washed with milk. Yoshvos al miles, sitting in a way that's very secure and fitting nicely, as we'll all explain what this means. Well, you'll see. So in Yud Beis, so the Tzror HaMor explains, Einav keyonim, his eyes are like doves, climber. Even though it appears to us that Hashem is bestowing good to the wicked, mm-hmm. and also and his eyes of supervision upon them are only to do good to the wicked people. And there are no sufferings or no bitterness, nothing that comes upon them. You should know, ain tovasim, that good that is for them is only rak l'rasam, for their bad. Shemarech lahem, Hashem is patient with them, lets them accumulate sins. Achitis malei sosam, till their measure becomes totally filled. He's letting them add up the debits, And that's what it says, Einav, his eyes, meaning Hainu Hashkocha Solatova, his supervision that's giving them good right now. Kiyonim are like the doves, because those are good eyes. Beli Shum Tsaru Dvarmar, without any suffering, nothing bad. Kiyona Zusha Ein Lomara, like the dove, where there's nothing bitter about the dove. The dove is the best bird of all. Right, we bring them as offerings on the Mizbeach. So his eyes are like doves. That, in other words, how they're looking only for good. So Hashem is only looking for, it seems he's only giving them good. But you should know that that good is just giving them time to add up their sins and to add it up and add it up. If you look in the commentary in footnote 35, where he says, Shemarech lohem achitis malei sosom, that he's patient with them until their measure is full. L'chayra kavonas rabbeinu hi, what the Rebbe means to explain over here, Shanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu umos hu shaloli pari mehem, Hashem's conduct with the non-Jews is not to punish them, achitis malei sosom, until their measure becomes full. V'oz yishayvu kliya afam azeh, then they'll be obliged to be totally destroyed even in this world, Oshal Kol Panim, or at least Balam Abba TLM Kliya, there's this total destruction will be in the next world. Mashain Kain Anogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael, which is not the case of the way Hashem conducts himself with the Jewish people. He punishes them before they come close to filling their measure. So therefore, they're not obliged to be destroyed. Therefore, his conduct is to punish us in this world, so we should not be punished in the world to come. This is one of the reasons why we have Yom Kippur every single year. So that doesn't add up. We're bad this year. We take off a certain percentage every year, so it doesn't add up to the point of destruction. So that's the idea that with the non-Jews, it seems that he's being really nice to them, but he's just biding his time. Okay, what's the next part? the eyes of the dove, alafike mayim, by the water courses. So he explains, alafike mayim, alarishoyim shenim shlu lafike. This is an analogy to the wicked that are compared to this water courses. Moshe Omer HaKosov, as the Pasuk says, Kafik necholim yavoru, ve'omer, meziach afike ripa. So it just gives psukim to show you what this is. So you have to, maybe had it somewhere. Where did I have this here? You know, I marked it off. It's considered more like rushing waters. Okay, like rushing waters. So, and that's the Rishoyim. They rush. Mm-hmm. They do things fast. They're impetuous. So therefore, what he's saying is that Hashem's eyes to them are like doves. Doves' eyes upon these people that are like rushing waters. Okay. Continuing, rochatzos b'chalav, washed with milk. Kamosh, and what does it mean, washed with milk? Kamosh shachalav shrusha adam, just like we know milk, its root is red. V'nepach litzev alavan, has turned into a white color. How do we know this? We've already mentioned before, footnote 37 mentions the Gemara Nida, says, where does a woman have the ability to nurse a baby, get milk in her body that's able to nurse a baby? It's because normally a woman has her menstrual cycle, and that's the source of the blood, creates blood to come out in her cycle. Well, when she becomes pregnant, that very source that produces the blood now produces the milk. Right. So that's what we're saying, is that they're washing in milk, meaning to say that the milk they have is sourced in blood. So the white they have is sourced in red. So therefore, the white is usually good, the red is bad. So kach tovas and shenaisam, so the good that they get, the milk that they're getting, but you know, shrusho, but the root is, minas hadin, is the attribute of judgment, shenim shel odom, that is compared to red. Rakshu tzavua varachutz belova natova lerosayim, but it's colored, and it's white, it's been whitened, to make it appear to the eyes to be good. So therefore, that's what it means. It's like they're washed with milk. It looks like their lives are being amazing, but it's not. It's really sourced, just like milk is sourced in red. So it's a kindness, but it's sourced in justice, which means they'll be suffering for this. Yoshvos almales, sitting fit firmly, what does it mean? Shashkacha mamtana lahem, that the divine supervision waits for them, atziti smale sosam, until their measure is filled. So that's what it means, yoshos almales. It's sitting and waiting until it's filled. That's the real meaning over here. Yoshevis means to sit. Melos means to be filled. So it's sitting. Hashem's judgment is sitting till it gets filled. Then will dominate over them the difficult attribute of justice. So if he's saying, don't worry, you're seeing that Rishayim are doing well. It's all that they're getting is whatever good they may have done, they're getting rewarded in this world, and Shem is letting it add up until they're going to get totally obliterated. Okay, next description of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's supervision again. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lechayav Karugas Habosem. His cheeks are like a bed of spices. Migdalos Mer Kochim, flowers like fragrance. Sivso Sav Shoshanim, his lips are like roses. Notfos Mor Over, dripping this liquid myrrh. What's this referring to? Now it's referring to how he treats the righteous people. In the Tzurah Amor, he explains, lichayof, his cheeks. It doesn't mean his cheeks. It means hein shine alechayim. These are the incisors. These are the teeth by the cheeks. Shehein tochnos hamaychol. Those are real grinders. The front teeth are not the grinders. The back teeth, those are the grinders. Haroa, as it says, in Brachas, Haroa shinav lechayav shenaflu, talks about a fact, if you see your teeth falling out of your cheeks in a dream. It's not a good sign. But anyway, he's just trying to show that even though it says the word cheeks, it doesn't mean the cheeks per se. It means the teeth that are hidden behind the cheeks. So Hashem's grinding teeth, that's the Lechayav. Therefore, Shlomo Melech is referring to the teeth, the suffering that he sends upon the tzaddikim, b'shem lechayav. He's calling them these grinding teeth. Shelo asimu medakim es tzaddikim. It chews up and crushes the tzaddikim. The suffering crushes them. Karugas habosam, like a bed of spices. What does that mean? Va'osanat tzaddikim. And these tzaddikim, as they get crushed, hein kitzror shel betzomim. They are like fragrances. And the reason why they suffer is that these should be like hirak megadlos merchakim. What does that mean? Kikamo shabasam and kishatochna. So when you take spices and grind them, what happens? Heinosi reach tov. They give off a much better smell. A spice alone has a smell, but when you grind it, it really smells. Kamokanat tzaddikim, similar to tzaddikim. Kishemiyasin son, when you give him to suffer, Kishmasun son shmo yisborach nisala. Hashem's holy name becomes elevated. Umiskales and is praised. Kirichsiv, as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Noire Elokim mimikdashecha, the awesomeness of Hashem from your holy places. For Darshu, well, Chazan, a rabbi, learned it's not holy places, but mimikudashecha, those who sanctify you. That's what it means. So those are people, when Hashem gives them a judgment, Hashem's name becomes more awesome and more elevated and more praised. So therefore, we're saying that when Hashem is chewing up the tzaddikim, so that creates this great fragrance that comes out, and you can even see more beautiful things while the tzaddik's in the suffering. Continued description. Sifso sov shoshanim. His lips are like roses. Be'es shemedaber bisvasov din varogas hanim shel la'odim shoshana. When Hashem speaks with his lips, as it were, judgment and anger, that's compared to the rose, which I guess is what? Red. Again, the redness. When Hashem speaks judgment, no tefes, it's dripping. Hurak kenotev tipin. It's just like drips. In other words, it's a little bit, such as when the says in Tehillim, ki rega bapo, his anger is just for a moment. Hashem's anger drips to the tzaddikim. Drip, drip, drip. A little bit, a little bit. Oh, there was a lot of anger may be there, but he only lets out a little bit. Moreover, like the myrrh, that's liquid that passes. Hakash shalom, his anger, yeshlo bechinas mor. It's like this myrrh. Kikamosha mor megare shumaver kalarecha sarayim. Myrrh is able to take away bad smell. It counteracts the bad smell. It's like a deodorizer. Kein kasa kadosh baruch hu. So too the anger of Hashem. Maver pesheinu. It removes our sins. Umakara kaso and cools off his anger. Vidiboro with his speech, Uzen Nikra Dibur Hakash Allah Kadosh Baruch Hu Morover. Therefore, it describes Hashem's speaking in anger as the myrrh, the liquid myrrh that passes. So, therefore, what he's saying in the entire pasuk is saying that although Hashem appears to grind out the tzaddikim, that's like grinding spices to bring a beautiful smell, and when there is anger to be said, that anger, when Hashem speaks it out, as it were, it goes in a drip. And it calms down the total punishment that should happen to the Jewish people. And that's what you find often when Jews die al Kiddush Hashem. They sanctify Hashem's name. They praise Hashem, and they say how wonderful he is. And that brings out the greatness of Hashem. It's not such a big deal to praise Hashem when things are going well for you. It's a big deal to praise Hashem when things are not going well for you. That, so to speak, smells a lot better. Next pasuk, Yudalit, Yodov Glilezov, his hands, Hashem's hands, are like circlets of gold, Mimuloim Betarshish, that are set with emeralds, Mayov, his belly, is Eshes Shein, We'll have to explain what those two words mean, although the English says like polished ivory, but that's not going to be the meaning. He's going to explain it. Me'ulefes saparim, overlaid with sapphires. What is that telling us? So, Tzror HaMor explains, Yodav Glilezov, Va'af impoel din b'maise, even when Hashem has to give actual judgment to us. But Yodav, his hands, as it were, Hanimshal leGlilezov, they're like circlets of gold. Okay, set with emeralds, Betarshish, Hatarshish, I don't know where he gets this from. Hatarshish uskula la'achal hamachal. This Tarshish is helps for digestion. I don't know. Kamosha kosov habachaya. Must be there's more than other meanings over here. Like Rabbeinu Bachaya explains. See, he brings down. One second. He says the Rabbeinu Bachaya in source 43 says, and the charm of this stone is to help the digestion of food. And all the more so someone who grinds it up and mixes it in his food. Okay. Anyway, it's
very expensive medicine.
it's a type of a stone. I guess you get a small quantity, whatever. I don't know. But anyway, but it helps with the digestion. V'chein pe'ulas dino. And therefore, when we talk about the activity of God's judgment, lo lehinokem chazon, it's not to get revenge on us. Rakidei lahachel, to help digest, ulahase chalol sumas avon. To purify the sickness that comes from the taint of the sin. We have an internal sickness, and therefore when the punishment comes, it's to clean us out. Just like people once they go on these diets and they have a cleansing once in a while to clean out their system. So the suffering is meant to cleanse us out, and not as a revenge. May of his belly is Eshes Shein. What does that mean? So belly means going right into the depths, into the guts. Toch HaSholdin, what's the essence, the innermost essence of the judgment? Einol Enochem Chas V'Shom. It's not God forbid to take revenge. Rak V'Dei She'ach HaToim Shal Tzadikim Asher Nimshol Rak Liyarokos. But rather the sins of the Tzadikim that are compared to really just vegetables. Shebe Eshes HaShein, that's like by your tooth. Okay, that's Eshes Shein could mean another translation. Yemulefes sapirim asher love and more. Which he means to say, I think what he's saying is that the inner content of why Hashem brings the suffering is that the Eshes Shein, whatever residue that's on the teeth, should become mulefes sapirim, should be as white as sapphires. In other words, to clean out. Just like sapphires are very white, so to clean out the teeth, as it were. So again, these are different mishalim to describe that the punishments Hashem gives us is not to exact revenge on us, but rather to clean out the inner system throughout the person. Continuing this description, Tesvav, Shokav, Hashem's his legs, Amudei Sheish, are like pillars of marble, Miusadi Malad Nepas, that are set on sockets of very precious gold. Marehu Kalavanon, whose appearance is like Levanon, Bachur Karazim, choice like the cedar woods. What's that mean? Shok of his legs, Shalakodesh Baruch Hu Amudei Sheish, like marble pillars, Kamudim shall shesh, like marble pillars, she efshel azuzim imukomam. You can't move them from their spot. Mach mas godel kvedas, because they're so heavy. Keni yisbarach ena zaz meitana. So too Hashem does not leave us. In other words, even though he's punishing us, he's not punishing us to walk away and leave us to suffer, but he's like this very sturdy marble pillars that are always there, which are yimiyusadim alad nepas, that are set on sockets of very precious gold. Hainu hashrosh chinaso. This is talking about the divine presence that rests. Miyusad, it rests, it's based ala tzadikim, the tzadikim, and ikram adonai pas, that are alluded to as precious gold. So the strong pillars that Hashem is being firm with us, it's based on the tzadikim, more like the gold. Mareu, and the vision is kalavanon. Shemishapech bishvilenu lekama gvanim, it turns to us in many different colors. Kamo shehera atzmo biyam, like Hashem revealed himself to us at the Sea of Reeds, kebachor, like a young fellow. In other words, Hashem will show us different faces in his relationships with us. So the Medrash, he's basing this all on Medrash in footnote 45, that depending on the situation, that's how Hashem reveals himself to us. So when it was the Sea of Reeds, it was like a bachur, like a young fellow, ubishas matan Torah, but at the time of giving the Torah, kizake malei rachmim, like an old sage full of mercy. Vizel, that's what it means. Mar eu kalvanon b'matan Torah. So he looked to us like white. That was when he gave us the Torah. But bachur, but the young, strong fellow, karozim, like a cedar tree, bayom, at the Sea of Reeds. And it's when it was time to do big actions. Sea of Reeds was a big physical undertaking. There needed to be a lot of strength. So Hashem came across as the bachur, as the young guy full of strength. When it's time to give the Torah, you didn't need a lot of strength. You needed this sagacity. So that Hashem comes across as the old man giving us advice because he loves us so much. So again, showing that Hashem is always will change how he appears to us. And definitely, so when he's punishing us, he's still firm, like marble pillars. And he's staying with us and he's not leaving us. Final pasuk of the parak, Tazayin. Chiko mamsakim, his palate is most sweet. V'chulo machmadim, and it's all lovely. Zedodi, this is my beloved. Zerei, this is my friend. Benos Yerushalayim, daughters of Yerushalayim. Explains the Tzur HaMor. Chiko means diburo, his speech. When Hashem speaks, v'chulo machmadim, so it's interesting, here the commentary doesn't give you as much as the back commentaries, you'll see in a minute. But his speech is always good for us. His commentator is going to say, Chiko, the speech is mamtakim, is sweet in this world. V'kulo machmadim, and it's all lovely, love in the world to come. In the world to come, ayin lo ra, so no eye has seen how great that is. Footnote 49 tells us that that the prophets, when they prophesized for all the great things, was only for Yemos HaMashiach that could be described to some extent. But Olam Haba, no eye has seen this at all. And therefore saying that it's so beautiful that no eyes has even seen this. Dodi, Zed Dodi, this is my beloved. La'asid Yia Kodesh Baruch Hu Dodi. In the future Hashem will be my beloved, which means when the actual marriage will take place. But right now he's Re'i, my friend. Now he's only my friend, Bechibur Bama, just a connection that's just a general connection. And they're all speaking to Benos Yerushalayim, which you already know by now is the code word, Midaber Modia Kelumos. This is what they're informing to the non-Jews, and the Ikraim B'Shem Benos Yerushalayim that are called the daughters of Jerusalem, as we've said a few times already. When Mashiach comes, the whole world will come to Yerushalayim. Even the non-Jews will come to Yerushalayim. So therefore, they're referred to as Benos Yerushalayim. So we're saying that things are going to be much better when they get in the future times. Okay, let's go to the back part and just quickly review these psukim in the back over here. From Pasuk Yud Beis. Yeah, we got time. Einav kiyonim alafikei maim, his eyes are like the dove on the water courses. Vav shenir alon hashenev shalak kodesh baruch hu beshkachasol al rishoyim shen begeder afikei maim. Even though when we see that Hashem's eyes in terms of his supervision for the wicked is like the water, it's like the water courses. What does that mean? Shehein kiyonim. This is like the dove. Shehein bahem mora. There's no bitterness to them. Shelechur lo nafos lehem shum sar. It appears there's no suffering comes to the wicked people. Aval ba'emes. But the truth is, kol zehu. So the water courses are the rishoyim. His eyes are pleasant to them, to the rishoyim. But the truth is, kol zeh, it's only begetter rochatzos b'chalav, washing with milk. Sheshrush Adam, it's rooted in blood. Hamashul Minas Adin, that compares to the attribute of justice. Vatova Vashalvasham, and that good tranquility that they're experiencing, Hibolam Mikach Minas Adin, that's coming from the attribute of justice. Lidlam, to give them to the point of Ache Yoishvas Almiles, Shetismali Sosam, that their measure is full. Vastishva Minas Adin Akasha, then the full attribute of justice will come and destroy them. Yud Gimel for Osem. Yeah.
1 second. If he's going to destroy all the Gentiles,
the wicked ones, the wicked ones,
the wicked ones.
Not everybody's a Russia.
Okay. All right. Because what we said, they're talking like we destroy all of them.
That's no
wicked Jews too. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's plenty.
That was good. That's
could be the vast majority.
Yeah. Okay.
But wicked Jews too. Right?
But only a few. Now, Yud Gimel V'Osem Yisurim Sheshalach Kadosh Baruch Hu Tzadikim, and those sufferings that Hashem sends to the righteous, Shem Yisurim Gedolim, they're very big sufferings, Kamo Shinei L'Choyev, like the teeth of the cheeks, Shem HaShinayim HaTokh L'Samach, like the teeth that grind up the food, V'Gamim Tokh Nimut Koyim HaTzadikim, and they crush up and grind up the Tzadikim, but really, it's what Shehem Karuga Sabosem, it's what? A bed of spices, Hamalea Bivisamim Varechos Tovim, that are filled with spices and good smells. Sibasami, why do they get ground up? Because Kemo Migdalos Merkachim, Shimotziim Reich Tov, they bring off even a more beautiful smell. Kenat Sadikim, so it is the righteous. Halidei is Surim Shalom, through their suffering. Shalahem Shemo Yisbarch Misal Niskas, Hashem's name is elevated in praise. And Siv Sosav Shalakodesh Baruch on the lips of Hashem, Kshem Edabrim Din Varogas, when they speak of justice and anger, Kamo Odem Shosham, appears to be like the red roses, Himrak Notfos Kitipim Dakim, they're only dripping like little drops, Gamhim Kamo Morover, and it's like the liquid myrrh, Shehu Mavir Kol Harechos Rem, it takes away all the bad smells, Ukumun Ken Kasher Shalakodesh Baruch Hu Mavir Peshen, Soto Hashem's anger removes our sins. Yudalit va'afim pol din yodov, and even though he actually does justice with his hands and punishments, and he's shalim, no. So even though he gives justice with his hands, but they're compared to glile zohov, these marble pillars, mikol makom hadin hazehu magia bebechina shel mumololim betarshish. But the judgment is like they are filled with tarshish. That has the ability to help with the digestion of the food. So to the attribute of justice of Hashem, when it's directed to Jews, it's only to digest and purify the sickness of the taint of the sin, and not to, God forbid, take revenge. May of his belly, that's an analogy to the root and base reason and goal of the attribute of justice. She barak b'shvil ha'asas chatei tzadikim. It's only to remove the sins of tzadikim. Hanim shom, that are compared to la'eshes shein, which is what? She ha'yiroka shal gavi ha'shein. It's like the greenness and the teeth. She afgulios, that she turned to become ulefa sapirim. Mekushatim b'sapirim, to be decorated with a sapphire. She avonim levonos ma'od, that are very white teeth. Shok of his feet, Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Tesvav, Haim Kamo, they're like Amude Shesh, like marble pillars, the Hainu Amude Shesh, Shiev Shal Azizim Kamo, that you can't move them from their place. Okay, now Kadosh Baruch Hu, and his Ozma Etana, Soto Hashem does not leave from us. Vashrash Chinasal, Kvoda Vikaro, and Hashem Shechina, and his honor that's so precious, Haim, they're what? Miusadim Aladne Paz, they're founded on these sockets of precious gold, Shemat Tzadikim, which are compared to Tzadikim, Mareyu, the appearance of Hashem, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mishapech Bishvilanu, Lekamek Vanim, changes different colors at different times. Shabamat, the Torah, when he gave us the Torah, Hayakalavonon, was like white, Shukazake Malarachman, like the zaking the elderly sage who's filled with mercy and his beard is white. That's why it's white. An elderly sage's beard is white. So that's the Mrachamim. Ubiyamsuf, but at the Yamsuf and there come a bachar karazim, like the young, strong guy like a cedar tree, Lilchom Neganavitsrim to fight against the Egyptians. And the final pasuk tazayin chiko, his palate, means diburo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the speech of Hashem, mam sakim is sweet. Now here in the commentary it says, balam hazeh in this world. And the main commentary didn't put it in there. So Hashem's speech to us is sweet in this world. Vekulu machmam, it's all good and precious, balam hazeh in the world to come. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Hashem, yelasi love in the future, lavo li bebechinas will be to me like an aspect of Dodi, my beloved, shezeh bechinas shel nesuim, that's the aspect of marriage. Even though now it's only an aspect, because now he's my friend, she bechinas reyes v'yedidus v'leh, it's only just friendship alone. V'kolz ha'madiyah knesses shrol u'mosan, and this, the Jews are telling this all to the non-Jews, and Nikros, Benos, Yerushalayim, that are called the daughters of Yerushalayim. And that is the end of the discussion that the Jewish people have with the non-Jews to leave us alone. We don't want to join you. Next week, Amir Tzashem, we go back and they start Perek Vav. The Jews speak to the Shekhinah and Hashem's response to them, and going back and forth on that chapter. Okay. Yeah.
Tarshish, is that a precious stone? Is that the same as the city that Yonah...
Well, it's the same words.
So that's a precious stone of some sort? Or
well, that's, it seems to be multiple interpretations.
But it's the same name, Tarshish, no?
It's the same words.
Yeah.
Not an accident.
So...
Cure for the sickness. Tarshish ends up.
Yeah, could be maybe that place maybe had a lot of emeralds.
That's right.
Maybe.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, they were wicked. They must have been wealthy.
Yeah.
Poor people aren't wicked. So, okay, shkoyach.